This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The Supreme Court's term is coming to an end, and a lot of their rulings are affecting business in this country. Today's case, Vance versus Ball State, is the latest. A woman who worked in the kitchen at Ball State University claimed her supervisor had harassed her. At issue was the definition of the word supervisor. The court ruled 5-4 in favor of the university. The ruling is the latest in what many see as a very business-friendly Supreme Court. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
When the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Ball State, it stated that an employer is not liable in discrimination cases unless the supervisor accused of discrimination not just supervises, but has the power to hire and fire.
There's no doubt that this decision is pro-employer. This is a decision that reduces the situations in which employers can be held liable for the actions of their supervisors.
Erwin Chemerinsky is the dean of the University of California Irvine School of Law.
In fact, this has been a pattern during all of the 8 years of the Roberts Court.
The Roberts Court has also made multiple decisions on class action lawsuits involving large groups of individuals who band together to sue companies.
About 7 cases this term that implicate class action rights, and in all but one, they have limited people's ability to band together to bring class actions.
Deepak Gupta is a plaintiff-side appellate lawyer who's argued on behalf of consumers and employees in front of the Supreme Court.
These are cases that often seem quite technical. They involve issues like class action rules and arbitration and preemption, and most people fall asleep when they hear that.
As a result, Gupta says these types of cases often get overshadowed by the big blockbuster rulings involving civil rights.
But they actually have, I think, a much bigger impact on our everyday lives as consumers and workers.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.